It is time for Check on Sports here on The Breakfast Club.
Another one, bud.
Three strikes and you're out, and we have a new world record, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Mike Causey.
What the hell was that?
That was an umpire calling strike one, strike two,
Pelosi's house.
Strike three. And it was a minor league game. That's all I could find it at this morning, though, that had the audio where you could actually hear something.
Okay. What is that in relation to?
it was in relation to Judge last night. 8 strikeouts in 2 games.
That's normal.
No, it's a record.
It'll continue to. Maybe they'll strike out another 4 times against that vaunted Tiger pitch. Oh, no, they don't play the Tigers anymore. They play the Blue Jays tonight.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I thought that you'd want to start off with that.
Well, I wasn't watching that. I couldn't care less. I was watching a real sport. I was one that matters. I was watching a hockey game last night.
All right. It's just about over, huh?
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Caps aren't blowing this one. Vegas came out pretty good last night, but couldn't score, and the Caps scored early and often and put the game away in the first period. Vegas made a little comeback in the third and couldn't sustain it, took some bad penalties. It got ugly in the third period, and Washington made him pay with about 2 minutes left. Vegas was shorthanded, and they got a little upset when the Caps put out their top penalty-killing unit, but when you're out there headhunting, they're going to make you pay the price, and that's what happened. If Vegas didn't like it, maybe they should have played a little bit better and a little smarter. But nonetheless, Caps are up 3-1, goes back to Vegas tomorrow, and that's going to be wrapped up. I kind of hope that Vegas wins tomorrow night and the Caps can wrap it up at home for their fans. But when you can end something, you end it no matter where it is, because you don't want to give anybody a second life.
All right, sad news in the sports world. Dwight Clark passed away at 61 after his battle with ALS.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I got the chance to meet him when I used to go to California a lot to watch the 49ers play when football mattered, and ate in his restaurant several times. A very, very nice guy. I never forget one time I ordered a salad, and I was eating it and it looked kind of strange, and there was a gigantic fly in there, so needless to say, dinner was on the house that night. True story, folks.
Hey, they didn't charge extra for the fly.
No, fly was gratis.
Oh gosh! All right, so where else are we going in sports?
Well, Justify's looking as good as ever for Saturday. Hopefully, the weather will cooperate, because I think if he finally gets a fast track, you can really see him put on a show. Like I said, Baffert looks content. The works are good. I think everybody's running for second, and I hope Justify gets a chance to open up the engines and just destroy the field on Saturday, as he should, because I think he's heads and shoulders above the rest of the 3-year-old crop.
It'd be a pretty amazing thing where we get two Triple Crowns back-to-back.
Well, that's the way it goes. If you go back to the 70s, you had 3 in 5 years, and then you had the 37-year drought, and now there's a good possibility of having 2 in 4 years. So hopefully he'll get it done.
All right. Not much else really to talk about, except did you see what happened to Clay Matthews the other day?
Yeah, with the softball?
Yeah. My God, it was a charity softball game, and he broke his nose because that ball hit right back at him.
Yeah, he got clocked right in the nose, and he's going to probably need surgery. Yeah, you know, and sports are dangerous. Yeah, and no matter what you're doing, and I think he was playing softball against football guys, so, you know, there was a good chance that thing was coming back pretty quick at you.
It was a fundraiser, and Mike McCarthy was great. He was great. He said, hey, listen, our guys are out raising funds for charity all the time. This is just a freak accident.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame a guy for something. You know, it was a charity thing. what's the odds of him getting hurt playing softball?
Well, that's,
you know,
it,
but
that's it.
It could happen, and it did happen, and, you know, nobody's blaming him for anything. He'll be, I'm sure Clay Matthews would be on the football field in August.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't ever, it's not like he was doing something dangerous like riding a motorcycle or anything like that.
No, it wasn't something foolish.
He was raising funds for charity, and it's a softball game, so.
And if you're a football player, your nose is probably the most protected thing anyway, because you're going to have 9 bars going across it. Nobody will even come close to it, so he'll be fine.
He probably didn't even get any anesthetic when they fixed it, because football players are crazy.
And, you know, I'm sure he got juiced up for that.
Yeah.
That's too much pain, unwanted pain. Hey, my Verizon finally blew up yesterday.
I hear you on the cell phone. Yeah, what happened to it?
Well, after I got off the phone and with you yesterday, went up, take my shower, come downstairs, TV was frozen. So I couldn't change the channels, couldn't change the volume, shut it off, put it on. Now I got a snow screen. So, and called Verizon up, and they said, "Wow, your phone's scratchy." I said, "They're strike two, guys." I said, "My TV's not working and my phone's bad." So they're coming out today at 2 o'clock to figure out what's going on.
All right, it's about to, and you know what the funny thing is? Your phone sounded the best it has yesterday. I mean, it still was scratchy, but it sounded the best it had in a long time.
Well, when I called Verizon yesterday, it sounded like I was in the Okinawa hurricane.
I'm telling you, you've had more trouble with that.
Well, I had all this trouble came after they fixed what was broken that wasn't broken.
That's right. There you go. That'll do it every time.
There you go. So today we'll see what happens. I won't take nothing out on the guy. I mean, it's not his fault, no. But he better fix it.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, at least we didn't get any scratchiness on the cell phone call.
No, the cell phone works.
And you still Mike still uses the flip phone, right?
Absolutely.
See?
I had somebody send me a link last night. He said, "It ain't going to work, folks."
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't replace it.
Hey, I can get texts, I can make phone calls, and it costs me $25 a month. When all these people say, "Get a different phone," I said, "Okay, you pay the difference." They get quiet real quick.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys. We'll follow up on the Verizon story, part 5.
Okay, take care.
Have a good day.
Mike Cozzi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.